Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
Now it's time to take a sports break, a look at sports history on a daily basis. Hello, my friends in sports history. This is Darren Hayes of the Sports Jersey Dispatch. Welcome once again to the Pigpen, your place for all things great in sports history and your sports break for October 27th. But before we get to that, I want to make sure that you know about our newsletter. It comes out each and every day, 6:30 a.m. Eastern, and we have all the things that are coming out of the Pigpen on Pigskin Dispatch, on Jersey Dispatch, and from the Sports History Network. All of those right at your fingertips, and you'll know right what's going on. Now let's get to those jersey numbers for this October 27th, and there's a lot of them today. 9, 36, 31, 22, 47, 42, 25, 24, 22, 23, 20, and number 5. It all starts off in 1963 on October 27th. Detroit Red Wings right winger Gordie Howe, number 9, Mr. Hockey, scored his 544th career goal in a 6-4 loss against the Montreal Canadiens. Well, speaking of the Canadiens, this milestone that Gordie Howe did, it tied another number 9, Maurice Richard's of the Montreal Canadiens all-time NHL regular season record of that game. October 27th, 1984, Washington State University's running back, number 36, Reuben Mays, set a collegiate football record of 357 yards rushing in one game against Oregon. October 27th, 1985, at the World Series, the Kansas City Royals routed the St. Louis Cardinals 11-0 at Royal Stadium for a 4-3 series win. Most valuable player of the series, Kansas City pitcher number 31, Brett Saberhagen. October 27, 1986, a World Series game again. New York Mets won their second title, defeating the Boston Red Sox 8-5 at Shea Stadium. It was 7 games, and they won 4-3 in that series. The most valuable player was Mets infielder Ray Knight, number 22 of the Mets. October 27th, 1991, another World Series clincher. Minnesota Twins defeated the Atlanta Braves 1-0 in 10 innings in Game 7 at the Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome. They won their second title since their move to Minneapolis. Most valuable player in that game of this series was Twins pitcher Jack Morris, number 47. October 27, 1999, World Series again. The New York Yankees defeated the Atlanta Braves 4-1 in Game 4 at Yankee Stadium. They swept the Braves, retained the title. Most valuable player was their closer, number 42, Mariano Rivera. October 27, 2002, World Series game again. Anaheim defeated San Francisco Giants 4-1 in Game 7 at Edison Field to win the Angels' first title. Their most valuable player was their first baseman, number 25, Troy Glaus. October 27, 2004, another clincher in the World Series. The Boston Red Sox defeated the St. Louis Cardinals 3-0 in Game 4 at Busch Stadium to sweep the Cardinals and won the Red Sox first title since 1918 in breaking the curse of the Bambino. Most valuable player was Boston outfielder number 24, Manny Ramirez. October 27, 2006, World Series game. St. Louis defeated the Detroit Tigers 4-2 in Game 5 at Busch Stadium to win the Cardinals' 10th title in franchise history. Most valuable player was Cardinals infielder number 22, David Eckstein. October 27, 2011, World Series Game 6. St. Louis Cardinals third baseman number 23, David Fries, hit the game-tying two-run triple with two outs in the ninth inning and later smacked a walk-off homer in the 11th to win the game for the Cardinals. October 27, 2015, American soccer star Abby Wambach, the Team USA number 20, well, she announced her retirement from playing the game for the Team USA. October 27th, 2020, World Series. Los Angeles Dodgers defeated the Tampa Bay Rays 3-1 in Game 6 at Globe Life Field in Arlington to win the first title for the Dodgers in 32 years. Yeah, back the days of Tommy Lasorda as the manager. Most valuable player was Dodgers shortstop Corey Sager. And that is your sports history today. There's your sports break for October 27th. Glad you could join us. Hope you enjoyed the little bit of history we could bring to you this day in these sports breaks. And if you want more sports history, go to sportshistorynetwork.com. Go to pigskindispatch.com or jerseydispatch.com because we are your sports yesteryear headquarters. We have it all, the Sports History Network. Till tomorrow, everybody, have a great sports history day. Sorry, but my pitching coach just called timeout and he's coming out to the mound. I think I'm going to get yanked for a reliever. We'll see you back tomorrow for some more great sports history on Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. We invite you to check out our websites, jerseydispatch.com and pigskindispatch.com. Not only see the daily sports history, but to experience the preservation of great events and people that play the games. Find us on Pigskin Dispatch. It's also on social media outlets of Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel. Get all your daily sports history. Pigskin Dispatch is happy to be associated with the Sports History Network, the sports headquarters of yesteryear, found at sportshistorynetwork.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Each week, the official Football Learning Academy podcast will take you deep into the history of pro football through interviews with players, coaches, or administrators in the NFL, as well as interviews with Pro Football Hall of Fame selectors, authors, and historians. You'll learn how the game evolved and important moments that shaped the sport into what it is today. And don't miss the Pro Football History Nugget of the Week. Listen to the official Football Learning Academy podcast on the Sports History Network.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.